You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. We called up Elena Karanatis, who helped us produce our two live shows from Athens earlier this week, and asked her what it feels like to be in Greece today. Elena, thanks so much for coming on.
Hi, thank you very much.
So a lot has happened in a few days, would you say?
Yes, too many things in a very little time here, and some people feel really betrayed. They feel betrayed by Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. Others, most of them, feel betrayed by European leaderships, especially by German leadership, due to what happened during the EU summit.
You have the IMF this week saying that Greece's debt might be too big to even agree to a bailout deal. What do people think about the IMF now?
I think that people here are starting to welcome this IMF's report because they show the truth. They show that they indicate that the debt is not viable at all. So I think that people don't think that IMF is the worst villain anymore. I think that they think that the German leadership is treating Greece in a hostile way, let's say.
What will happen if this deal falls apart?
I don't want to imagine what will happen if this deal falls apart. I don't want to imagine what will happen if Greece gets out of Eurozone and returning back to drachma or another currency that we don't know how many months that we'll have to wait till this will be organized in a way that we will not be in a catastrophic road. It will not be in chaos. I don't want to imagine this.
Are people talking about this on the street?
Yes, I think that this is all that we are talking about. All we're talking about, not only on the streets, but at work. When we come back at home from work, we talk about it with our families, with our friends. It's the one thing that we have, everybody has on their minds, because everybody is really, really anxious about what's the future, what's our future right now. We don't even know if this deal is going to be on its way, and how many more days or weeks or months we will have to wait until we see something that we know what it is.
Elena, thank you so much for joining
us.
And
I must say something else, that the truth is that this this agreement is really harsh, and it seems very unfair for most of Greek people who kept hoping for a better agreement. There are really tough austerity measures once again.
Elena, thank you so much for joining us from Athens, Greece.
Thank you, too.
We took the show to Greece earlier this week, as you heard. You can check out all of our coverage at marketplace.org.